55-year-old Laudelina Zulueta is returning home empty-handed after spending hours in a queue to buy butter. Life is a struggle, she says, especially since her daughter migrated to Spain, leaving her to care for her grandchildren on her monthly minimum wage, worth $20 at the black market rate.
Agua.
She shows us her refrigerator, full, mostly of water.
Cuatro niños a luchar.
I have four children to feed. I have no choice but to go on the street to sell this and that.
She explains that she can buy 10 packs of cigarettes for 200 pesos on her ration card and sell each one for 150 on the flourishing informal market. Long lines for everything from food to fuel reveal an economy in distress. People's tempers are short from queuing most of the day, in this case for two bottles of oil. Scarce items are sold with a ration card. But most things are no longer subsidized.
I've been here since 5 a.m. and I've got number 117. See?
It's now 10 a.m. and there are at least 800 people in line, hoping to buy chicken. Cuba's cash-starved economy is collapsing under the weight of harsh economic sanctions imposed by Washington and a pandemic that's paralyzed tourism, Cuba's economic engine. All this aggravated by three-digit inflation, sparked by a long-overdue monetary reform.
We were obliged to devalue our currency by 2,300%, one of the biggest devaluations ever seen in the region.
Havana's state-run tourist hotels are empty, even as new ones are being built. The few Russian tourists who came this year left as soon as war broke out in Ukraine for fear of being unable to get back home. Thousands of ordinary Cubans who invested in bread and breakfasts before the pandemic are now desperate.
Here's another sign where they rent rooms in central Havana. I'm going to check to see how they're doing. Because there's a sign here that says, God bless my business and those who visit, but we'll see just how many visitors they've had. Buenas tardes, buenas tardes. Sí, vengo a preguntar cómo va lo de los alquileres.
Marilu Romero shows us her guest register. She hasn't had any since last year.
With that income, I could buy things for my grandchild. Without it, we're hard-pressed.
The strategic planning chief says Cuba is trying to diversify its economy to increase biotechnology industry exports and food production.
We have been taking measures to strengthen and give more autonomy to our state socialist enterprises, which in our view are the fundamental actors of our economy.
It's clear that maintaining centralized control is still the priority, despite pleas for greater freedom for the fledgling private sector. Those who'd hoped that the way out of this crisis would be to follow the example of Vietnam or China we'll just have to keep waiting in line.
The upcoming Summit of the Americas, which will be held in Los Angeles, will be the first opportunity for the Cuban and U.S. presidents to sit down face to face and discuss possible easing of U.S. sanctions against this country. But that will require political concessions on the part of Cuba.